This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I should just ask Eric Rubner, though. Do you want to hear, Eric, all of Jukebox Hero here for our reopen, or do you just want to start kind of just getting going with the interview?
Love Jukebox Hero.
Yeah.
Let's get at it.
Let's get at it. All right, we'll get at it. Welcome back. It is Ben, Pauly. Woods will be back tomorrow, but today we've got the CEO of the Padres, Eric Rubner, who is on. And first of all, Eric, I mean, a lot of excitement, especially here since the All-Star break, a no-hitter, winning 11 of your first 14 games since the break. You got a wild card race. You got a division race with the Dodgers. I'd imagine it's a fun time to be there at the offices at Petco Park.
It's a great time. A lot of energy in the office, a lot of energy in the ballpark. All starts with our fans. I mean, they've just been willing a lot of this into existence all year long, showing up, continuing to just bring passionate support for this team. And we've got an outstanding manager, Mike Schilt, that from spring training on has preached, you get better as the season goes, you get better as the game goes. And I think we're starting to really see that play out over the course of this season.
I know you sent out those season ticket renewal emails last night, and we're going to talk about it. But I first want to ask you, because you just talked about the job Mike Schilt has done, and I remember back in spring training, you were standing next to Eric Kotsenda and talking about, you know, everybody has goals and is going to be evaluated, including A.J. Preller and Mike Schilt and everybody in your office. And I get it. There's still a couple of months left, and those final evaluations won't come until after the season is over. But just in the view of the CEO, the job that the president of baseball operations, A.J. Preller, has done this season in your mind.
I think A.J. has done an outstanding job. You know, AJ will be the first to tell you that it's more than just him. You know, he has an outstanding group of people around him, but he is the leader on that side of our operations. And I think going back to earlier, you know, right before the season started, to make the acquisition of Dylan Cease, to then acquire Luis Arraez, you know, those are arguably two of the biggest trade deadline acquisitions. They were just made significantly earlier in the season. So I think the sense to know when players might be available, a little off cycle, go get them, you know, and get them opportunistically when they're available, and not have to compete against, you know, 6, 7, 8 other teams as we did at the deadline with a lot of the players that we were interested in, I think turns out to be a real stroke of genius this year. And you know, a lot of the pieces that were added to this team to really complete and lengthen the lineup, whether it be Donovan Solano or David Peralta, I think have really performed at or above a level that we could have expected. Jerickson Profar. And then, you know, just really going back to the Juan Soto trade and the pieces that we got back, whether it was Michael King or adding controllable, you know, pieces to the starting rotation for years to come, potentially in Vasquez and Brito. And Kyle Higashioka has, you know, really come through in some key moments for us. So, you know, I think all the way up until the deadline and then through the deadline, you know, we've just continued to improve this team. And I think you're starting to see that on full display now that we're in the stretch run here at the end of the season.
Are you okay? I mean, AJ, again, very aggressive at the trade deadline, adding two of the top relievers in the game, but obviously sending out a lot of those prospects out there. I mean, as an organization, that you're okay with that strategy?
I think it's always going to be a balance
yeah.
for us in this market. As I've said previously, I think we have to continue to develop the Jackson Merrills players that we draft and develop and then bring to the major league level. And for a number of years, they have high impact at the major league level while making a league minimum or through their arbitration years, you know, less money than big free agents. We've made long-term commitments to a lot of big free agents, and so we have to have that balance. And, you know, you find that balance a few different ways. You know, hopefully more often than not, you're finding it through homegrown talent, players that you've drafted and developed in your system. There's also times where coming back in trades, you know, I mentioned a moment ago the Juan Soto trade. I think even, you know, Jason Adam and others that still have a number of years of control. Sometimes you get players back in trades. And then, you know, you stack up good drafts year after year after year, and you continually replenish that farm system. And, you know, that is AJ's area of expertise with the group of advisors that he has around him and our baseball operations team. And I think at the end of the day, we trust that the assessments of who's going to have a long-term impact at the major league level are being done correctly. And I believe to date, you know, nobody bats 1,000, but I think there's been a lot of really good decisions made on long-term impact players that we've kept in our system. Leo DeVries, Ethan Salas, others that we already have in our system. I think there's a lot of talent still left in the system that's going to come. And you don't get established, you know, high leverage relievers in a trade market like we have this year without being willing to pay, you know, a price to get those players. It's a competitive trade market. And I think, you know, if anything, this just signals that we continue to be all in on trying to win a World Series championship for San Diego.
Talking to Padres CEO Eric Grubner here on 97.3 The Fan. And as we mentioned, the season ticket renewal email that went out yesterday. And I think for fans, the most important thing is they want to see winning and see the Padres go for a championship, which you've definitely been trying to do. But fans are also usually family members, and for families, usually the budget like is the most important thing. And I know you guys take it seriously. So what's you announced a small increase from last year, about 3%, according to the email. Some will be a little bit more, some will be less, as the email said. What's the case, and what goes into the decision making process for you guys when it comes to deciding on season ticket renewals for next season?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we put a tremendous amount of time and intentionality into that analysis, and you know, it begins first and foremost with the continued commitment that we've made to the ballpark. You know, even though we didn't have a year this year where we increased payroll year over year, in fact, we've gone in a different direction this year. You know, we've had a sustained period, extended period of years where we have really significantly increased payroll. And that's all been an effort to field year in and year out a competitive team that can compete for the playoffs and the World Series championship. And that comes, the reality of it is that comes at a cost. And I've said this before, but, you know, the outlook that we've had for years and continue to have is, you know, we are looking to put the very best team we can on the field, and that may look, the approach to doing that may look a little different one year versus another. But at the end of the day, that baseline commitment is there, and we're not looking to make money off of running the operation of the team. We're looking to put anything that we can generate by way of increased revenue completely back into the team, and run it in a responsible way, in a way that is hopefully continues to be competitive year in and year out. So the reality of that is, you know, inflation has, you know, for most of the year, been running in excess of 3%, but we felt like 3% was a fair and reasonable amount of increase this year, reflecting the rising costs we have of operating the business and maintaining the competitive team on the field. It was definitely at the very low end of the range that we looked at, and is meant to be a message to the fan base that nobody ever likes prices going up, even if it's only 3%. But at the end of the day, we're trying to be as reasonable as we can and acknowledge the fact that our fans are the best in baseball. They continue to show up and support us in record numbers. There's high demand to come see this team. And we're just incredibly grateful for our fans and the response that we've had and their willingness, you know, to continue to come back and hopefully support us again next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here. Eric, yeah, you mentioned in that email the obviously the huge changes at Gallagher Square, which have been very well received. And you also mentioned additional, quote, impactful improvements in this coming offseason. I don't know if there's anything you can share with us, but what are some of the things that maybe you could just in terms of the future plans for Petco Park and keeping it the number one ballpark in baseball?
Yeah, so we're not quite ready yet to share publicly the details of what we plan to do this offseason, but we have a couple of projects that are going to be really impactful. They're going to focus on the Western Metal Building, and so we're excited when the time is right to share those details with our fans and the public. And that's really what I was referencing there, and it's going to be a couple of projects all within the envelope of the Western Metal Building. And we try to really methodically continue on a multi-year phased approach to maintain and improve the ballpark in a way that keeps it looking no more than 5 years old. That's our standard. Obviously, the 20th anniversary of the ballpark this year, we're really proud of the way that it looks and the way that it functions for our fans. But every year, we're looking at ways to continue to improve fan experience, taking feedback from our fans through regular surveys, and then ultimately continually making the investment into the ballpark every offseason to improve and maintain it.
I like that. It's a little teaser. Get people speculating on what might happen, but some excitement. Obviously, the Western Metal Building is a big part of the ballpark and one of the things that makes Petco Park distinct. Now, Gallagher Square, one of the improvements, you know, with better sight lines and the hillside and the bigger screen, we've seen record crowds. You guys have been able to get more people in those seats, or not seats, but certainly in the area out there. How has that gone from a kind of a management standpoint? Obviously, you know, you have to, you know, the difference may seem small between 45,000 and 47, but you've gotten up over 47,000 just the last homestand with the new record against the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know, we learned a lot, Ben, in the first 19 years of operating the ballpark, and in particular Gallagher Square, regarding just how we could optimize that space for fan experience. You know, first and foremost for 81 home Padres games, and then secondarily to continue to fulfill the promise of more than a ballpark and all the other events, concerts and otherwise that we host there in Gallagher Square, really has become a very vibrant part of the ballpark, and we've used it more and more and more as the years have gone on. So, you know, if I would just say to get that project done as we did in 4 months from start to finish is a testament to some really great leaders that we have in our area of ballpark operations and managing our construction projects, because to get anything done in 4 months, especially in the state of California, which is not necessarily streamlined to get projects done from a permitting and other perspective, you know, was really a Herculean feat. And we're really pleased with the way that it came out. I think you mentioned a few of the attributes that have been really well received by the fans. First and foremost, creating an all-new sight line with the Tony Gwynn Terrace, elevating Mr. Padre by about 10 feet, so he's now visible from more of the ballpark, creating the Tony Gwynn tunnel underneath the terrace where a new generation of Padres fans can continue to learn about the great career and life, both on and off the field, of Tony Gwynn. And then to create, you know, a new experience out there for families and kids with a all-new playground, wiffle ball field that's in a more optimal location, and then to triple the size of the video board. So now wherever you are in Gallagher Square, you've got a view of the game, not only a new sight line down to the field, but also you still feel connected to the game. So it's been really enjoyable for those of us that have put a ton of time and effort both into the planning and then the execution of that project to just walk out there and see our fans enjoy the space. And that's the ultimate reward, you know, in what we do, is to see fans come and have a great time with people that they love, friends, family, kids, see generations of Padres fans connecting, cheering the team on, and just having a good time at the ballpark.
And then lastly, and not trying to jinx anything, but you guys have to plan no matter what. How do season ticket renewals impact potential playoff tickets and home games that could, you know, possibly be happening at Petco Park in October?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we're at a point now where we've continually grown what has become every year a new record level of a season ticket member base. And the reality of that is, and hopefully it's a reality we live this year in the postseason, but it's never been more important to be a season ticket member because, you know, postseason tickets are increasingly scarce with the size of season ticket member base that we have right now. So if you think about it, it's a lot like opening day where we've got a lot of half season plans. And if you have two half season plans, you know, inherently they don't have the same seat for every game. So you essentially double the number of people that get access to tickets for one game. And so we don't anticipate there being a ton of tickets available for public on sale during the postseason. The vast majority of those tickets will all be sold to our season ticket members through our pre-sale process. So it's really a great way for us to be able to say to our season ticket members, you know, thank you. You continue to get priority for the postseason because of your longstanding commitment to the Padres and your support for this team. And as we saw in 2022, and hopefully we'll see again this year, you know, our fans show up for the postseason like no other. You know, that NLDS series against the Dodgers was magical. You know, it was 98% Padres fans. It was a true home field advantage, and that matters most in the postseason. So we're calling on our fans to really support us down the stretch here to continue to bring the energy night in, night out, which has just been outstanding this year. The players feel it. Coaches feel it. We feel it in the front office. We're so incredibly grateful for it. And then if we do end up making the postseason, which is certainly our plan, to then welcome all those fans in for just an electric environment in the postseason and one of the best home field advantages in all pro sports.
Eric, appreciate the time. Good luck to the team going forward on this road trip and the rest of the season. And hopefully we will see more playoff baseball in October at Petco Park. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Padres CEO Eric Roepner with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.